Good morning and welcome to the first edition of the Almanian Podcast. I'm your host, Jacob Smith, alongside...
I'm Dr. Carl Rice, serving as the Vice President of Student Affairs here at Alma College.
We're excited to bring the podcast to you. We've been working on it for a long time, working out the fixes to get everything together. That way we can bring it to you. And here at the podcast, we're here to bring you some information. We're here to make you laugh. We're going to keep you updated on what's going on around campus. And the whole time is going to be very informal, but educational at the same time.
So just to start off, normally we'd have a guest, but just so you get to know Jacob and I a little bit more, we'll do a little bit longer introduction of ourselves here today. Then we'll break into our news stories, tell you about the campus events, and then that'll be it for today. So Jacob, why don't you tell us a little bit more about yourself?
So I'm a junior here at Alma College. The reason I got started in all of this is because I'm a staff writer for the Almanian newspaper here on campus. I'm a wrestler for the wrestling team here. I have an internship at Mercantile Bank, and so through all of that, I'm still a full-time student. I'm a marketing major. I'm a anthropology minor. And
Hometown.
North Carolina. New Bern, North Carolina. Wrestling brought me all the way up here to Michigan. So
very cool. Again, my name is Carl Rice. I serve as the Vice President of Student Affairs. I'm originally from CAPAC, which stands for Cows and Pigs and Chickens, C-A-P-A-C. I went to Saginaw Valley State University for my undergrad, master's at the University of Akron, second master's at Grand Valley State University, and my doc, again, from the University of Akron. I actually was a short-time basketball player in college, a member of a fraternity, a resident assistant. I had a fantastic college experience. I love working with college students, and I wake up every day feeling really privileged to be able to do this with all of you. I have two kids, a five-year-old and a three-year-old, so you'll hear me talk about them. I married my college sweetheart, Renee, and she's an amazing person. I enjoy working out. I love sports, so we will talk a little bit about that, and I dabble a little bit in politics. So we are so excited to come to you here for the first time. So what we'll do is we're going to run through the news stories. I'm going to read the news stories, and then Jacob and I will have a conversation about them. So our first news story is about the coronavirus. So obviously that's a big deal here in our world today. We have just over 95,000 reported total cases right now. Some of the different pieces being reported are the rise of the cases are actually sometimes the increase of accurate testing. So we may have had this many cases before, but now that so many countries have the accurate test, that's climbing. It seems to be limiting travel. We are meeting as a travel committee actually every 48 hours to assess spring term. So I know we will be sending out messages for the whole campus for that.
Yeah, I'm going on a spring term this year, and it's really scared me, honestly, because I'm supposed to be going to Ecuador. But I did see a video, Marco Rubio, actually, and it was him just kind of saying, you know, don't be scared when you see an increase in cases, because actually it's a good thing, because these are cases that we didn't know about before that would have existed anyway. So that's a good way to think about it, I think.
Yeah, so please wash your hands, and I always tell... You know, this won't be the first time Jacob's heard this, but you got to wash your sheets. Yeah. You got to wash your hands. There's a lot of things in your room. When's the last time you wiped down your room as a college student? We do a great job on campus. We have an extensive cleaning cycle we do with doorknobs, but help yourself clean the inside of your room. Second piece I had was the election for 2020. We had the Super Tuesday, so several candidates are out. And it looks like we're going to get the showdown between Biden and Sanders. The winner of that will be able to take on Donald Trump for the presidency. I read a really nice article that somebody published comparing Biden and Sanders to two NBA teams. So Biden was the LA Lakers, kind of the stalwart, the kind of dependable like LeBron. And Sanders was the Houston Rockets. In theory, it sounds good, but when you put them on the court, not really sure they can perform. Yeah. So it'll be really exciting.
I think I can agree with that.
Nice. Our next news story. So the Sunday NFL ticket may be going to the Supreme Court. Yeah. I read this yesterday thinking this is a great way for us to spend government dollars to make sure I can watch football on a dying network, right? So DirecTV is not doing all that well. So that'll be a really interesting story to kind of follow just kind of some network wars. And then we always do a funny story, and I got this one for you, Jacob. So there's a billionaire in Japan who has pulled out of his own dating show. All right. Are you familiar with, like, The Bachelor or any of those pieces?
So he's the Bachelor in this show.
That's right. He was supposed to be The Bachelor, and he was supposed to find his soulmate, right? And when he found his soulmate, you know what they were supposed to do? They were supposed to take a trip around the moon. As the winner, you would have to be around the moon. It takes a long time to go around the moon. This is not a luxurious, you know, kind of cruise ship piece to go around the moon. Zero gravity, champagne floating everywhere. I just thought it was really funny to say you're going to win and have to be locked in a ship for months with me to go around the moon.
Yeah, that sounds more like a punishment than a reward.
That's exactly what it sounds like. Let's get to our campus events, and then we're going to talk a little bit about our Alice drill. So campus events we'll talk about right now. So Monday the 9th, there is a meeting for education advisors in the Smith Room. And again, we're referring just to some high-level events, but you can see all these on the campus calendar. So if you're an education major, there are some advising meetings in the Smith Room. Student Congress meeting is at 7 p.m. in Dal L1. Anyone is welcome to the Student Congress meetings, but especially if you are a rep for a student organization. And then Monday are the days for SI sessions for Chemistry 223 and Chem 115. Midterms came out, right?
Yep.
So time to buckle down, get that studying on, right? Midterms go okay for you?
Yeah, they went good. I just get frustrated because after your sophomore year, I believe the professors don't have to post midterm grades anymore. So I know I'm doing well in my classes, but I just kind of get a little affirmation from seeing the grade there. But I only did it for two classes. So.
Yeah, I often feel like we don't do a good enough job of saying good job.
Yeah.
You know? When I teach a class, I always make sure I did the kudos through Starfish and did all those different pieces. Yeah. Tuesday the 10th, there's a poverty simulation that's being put on by the nursing department from 6:30 to 9 p.m. You do need to RSVP for that, but if you've never done a poverty simulation, it's really cool. It brings up a great awareness about your own poverty. It brings back memories to when I was young of my own poverty simulation when my dad was laid off and mom was a part-time bank teller. And I thought it was really cool. We went to Toys R Us like for a couple hours a day. We bought nothing and we just played with the toys, but we were poor. So be a really good piece to tune into. The SI sessions happening Tuesday the 10th are Business 221 and IPS 227. Wednesday the 11th, there's a diversity dialogue talking about gender and sexuality. That's in the Thistle Room from 11:30 to 1. Those are great if you've never been to any of the diversity dialogues that we do. And then there is a invite for folks that want more information about the coronavirus. And that is being hosted by our own Dr. Paul Burns. He is an Alma alum, works for Dow Chemical. I've talked to him on the phone several times about the outbreak, and he specializes in outbreaks like this. He's crazy smart.
What are some of his thoughts on it?
Well, his thoughts are washing our hands. His thoughts are being very aware of how it spreads. And he has some really great thoughts about the countries itself and some of their practices, their culture and why it's spreading. So you're seeing Italy is a big touching country, you know, lots of hugs, lots of handshakes. And that could be a reason that it's spreading so rapidly. Thursday, the piece of note is that your bio session for Bio 121. So if you need any help there, that's there. And then Friday is a faculty meeting, and they will be talking about Gen Ed, and that'll be a big meeting. So those are the events right there. Let's shift our thoughts a little bit to the active shooter drill that happened on Tuesday morning. Jacob, what were your thoughts about the active shooter drill?
Yeah, so I saw the email the day before, and I was reading over it, and And I didn't really know what to expect going into it, but I got the phone call, and I was actually on my way to work, so it didn't really affect me very much. But I did think it was a very necessary thing for campus, and it was definitely worth doing. I'm not sure how the performance or the participation rate was, yeah. So I'm sure you know more about that. But
I do. Our state police officers were impressed that we locked down campus in less than 10 minutes. Yeah. So this place was a ghost town in less than 10 minutes, which was unbelievable. If we think about drills as a way to raise awareness, we did an amazing job, right? Because now everybody knows, like, okay, now I know how to evacuate to both churches, or I know I can lock down in any classroom. So if we just look at it in that way, it was awesome. This was a 2.5-year journey for us. We trained all faculty and staff. Last year, we had a certification that several of us did just through the ALICE program alone. So this was a pretty big rollout because our faculty and staff didn't grow up the same way. Did you do an ALICE drill at all in high school?
So we had what we called a Code 300, where we would go and turn off all the lights and sit down in the corner of the classroom.
Yeah, so you're used to some of that drilling, and, one of the pieces that you'll see in the video is it says, don't all sit in the same spot, right? It's just spread out throughout the room, that way you're able to counter. But I would encourage folks to watch that PowerPoint if they didn't get a chance to watch that PowerPoint. But I just want to say a big thank you to everybody who participated, and we just try to make our campus safer any way we can. Well, as we bring our first podcast to a close, next week we will have a guest. Carla will be our guest to talk about some of the new features in Venture. Closing thoughts, Jacob?
Hope everybody has a great week. Thank you for tuning in. Hopefully we'll get, more and more viewers as we make more and more podcasts. But
I think Jacob has a great point that not only will we get more and more viewers, but Jacob and I will get better at it too, because we're learning how to work with one another, and we've been doing it for, funny enough, I counted on my calendar. You realize we've recorded 6 podcasts together. We haven't published one yet because we're practicing, but we're really excited to be doing this. Have a great week, everybody. Go Scots.